So I went to take some measurements on it, and, well, I hooked the AC to the primary and measured the secondary, and the voltage was lower. A lot lower than it should be, and I just couldn't believe it. Checked it again. I measured the voltage from the center tap to either side of the primary leg, and there was a noticeable imbalance. Then I took a DC resistance measurement, and one side was about 60 ohms, the other side was a couple of K, and I went, oh my God, what's this? Then I hung the meter between the primary and secondary and saw 2,000 ohms or so of leakage resistance. So somehow or other, water had found its way in there that probably didn't seep up into things when I moved it up there, but over a period of time, it worked its nastiness on it, and it's destroyed the transformer. So I'm extremely gullified, and I'm sort of in the search mode for some top quality iron. That's why I ask. Anyway, catch you later, Paul.
Yeah, that's depressing. What a sad story that I acquired from the guy who took the picture. I ought to see if I can't bring that along. It's a glossy 8x10 black and white of the trailer while it's burning. You can still see the front, or actually the side, I guess, bay window, and the other half of the house, the peak of the roof is still there, and the smoke's still curling up from it. The structure is still essentially intact as the smoke billows away, and a couple of firemen standing there regarding the scene with their garbage Skowhegan coats on. If I can find that, I'll drag it along. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Yeah, it was on the front page. I don't really care to see it. It just brings back bad memories.
Yep, guess so. All right, Tim. Catch you later tonight. WA1HLR, WA3VJB, Annapolis.
See you.